super excited to be here today. And you can hear me and see my screen, not your mama. So sorry, trading momentum with RSI, how to trade momentum in any market, any time frame. Just type a Y for me in the chat. I'd love to know also where you're dialing in from, especially since today's futures day. Always cool to know where folks are trading from around the country, you know, around the world. All right, so we've got Oregon, we've got Seattle, Florida, Singapore, NZ, I think that means New Zealand, okay? Jersey, Texas, Michigan, Greece, London. Oh, truly a global audience here. Well, I'm super excited to be here. And David, I just want to make sure that if folks have questions for me to address at the end, will I be able to see them in the chat?
Yeah, if anyone has questions, yeah, that same chat window.
Okay, great. So I will take Q&A at the end because obviously I want to respect my time for the next speaker, but we definitely have time built in for Q&A towards the end. So, all right, let's dive in. So we're here for how to trade momentum. Get a sneak peek behind the one Jedi indicator that helps me accurately predict turns and large moves in any market on any time frame, including good old futures. So let me ask you, have you ever wondered what it would be like to have an expert analyst in your back pocket? Have you ever wondered what it would be like to finally trade with confidence? Have you ever wondered what it would be like to finally make enough with trading that you could live the life you deserve? Would you like me to share an easy way to amplify the power of an indicator that's in every single trading system out there? Would you like me to share an easy pattern that allows me to predict trends in price and momentum for you? Would you like me to share an easy way to trade futures, stocks, and options? All right, how many of you want to get as much as possible out of our time here together? Great, I want that for you too. Okay, for most of you here with us today, this is going to be a long-term relationship once we show you how simple this is, once we show you how easy it is to consistently extract money from the markets, once we show you how fast your business and life can grow, you want to hang out with us for a lifetime. In a moment, you're about to discover how to make money with futures, even if you suck at picking them yourself. You're about to discover how to capitalize off making trades at the best prices and the best time. In a moment, you're about to discover how to catch market turns and ride the price waves up and down in only minutes a day. Would you like me to show you that? Okay, great. I promise that by the end of our time today, you'll know everything you need on how to pick the best trade, when to enter and when to exit in only minutes a day. Would that be okay if I pull back that curtain for you? All right, awesome. Great, because here's the problem. Many traders are making it way too complicated. Many traders are getting hammered by the trends because you haven't found a consistent way to produce profits by yourself. And it's not your fault. They make it complicated. As you listen to me now, know my intention is to help you fix that problem because you're ready to take action now. Notice, I'm going to be absolutely upfront and transparent with you today. I'm going to show you current case studies and figures today. As you well know, trading involves risk, and it's your responsibility to evaluate any information, opinion, advice, or other content contained within my presentation. Your trading results are up to you. I can't predict them. I'm not going to predict them. Anyone who says they can is lying to you. I don't know your trading plan, your account size, your markets. I can only show you what's working for myself and others. Okay, your success is up to you. So who am I and why listen to me, right? Well, if you haven't been following me for a while, here's a mercifully short introduction. So I'm Hima Reddy, and I'm originally from New York, the hotbed of the markets. Now, I started out at 16 years old, learning futures trading from my dad, a successful trader in the GAN style of trading. In fact, my dad was so far ahead of his time that he got a chunk of Amazon stocks right at the beginning. Then I became a certified CMT, working as an analyst at Piper Jaffray, before going on my own to help traders directly. Over the past 20 years, between my professional analysis in Wall Street and my international publication and my proprietary analysis and education, I've helped hundreds of thousands of individuals create a sound plan for their financial future. I'm an international speaker, presenting to institutional portfolio managers and analysts, as well as individual traders, and I've been blessed to appear in the Wall Street Journal, Barron's, Bloomberg, Reuters, The Street, Benzinga, and all the media alphabet. I'm also the author of The Trading Methodologies of WDGAP. So how did I get here? Well, that is quite a story. Is it okay if I take a few minutes and tell you my story? It'll go by like that. Okay, so here we go. Now I'm a successful trader and educator, but it hasn't always been like this. Years ago, life seemed great. I was in the center of the action as an analyst with Piper Jaffray, making them a ton of money, right? Starting work at 5 a.m., working late and burning out quickly. Is anyone else here a corporate cog making someone else rich? I know, right? I thought there must be more to life. The money was good, but I never got to see my family. You know what I mean, right? I started becoming a ghost in my own life. Then the bottom dropped out of my world when my beloved dad and mentor died suddenly. And at first, it felt like my whole world was crashing in because I had to leave my job to tend to financial and legal family matters. But then I realized that this was my ray of light, my hope to get out of the corporate grind. And I seized it with both hands. You see, while I was apprenticing with my dad to learn the markets, I had started a futures report that I called the skinny on the mini. It started out as just another exercise, but soon my dad started making money with it and relying on my little report. And then I shared it with other traders too, and they were benefiting. But all of that stopped when I joined the corporate world. Now, conflicts of interest, am I right? And all those years, those traders were hounding me to get the report back. So when I had to leave my job and take over my dad's accounts to trade for my mom's future, I realized it was time to bring back the skinny and the mini and reclaim my life. So I sent out the call to my former subscribers and they said yes, they would love to get back my report that ROI'd on average 7 times out of 10. They couldn't wait to leave the hard work to me again. The result? I had time to trade my dads and my accounts again. I started maximizing the trading methods of WDGAN and became the leading expert on GAN. I started teaching others the hard-earned secrets that I had learned from my late father. And in a moment, I'm going to share those very secrets with you. Because what I've discovered is that trading equals freedom. Trading equals what, guys? Right, freedom. Okay, there's only so much time in each day. And when I found the system, I got my time back and my family back, and that's freedom. And clearly, that's what we all want, right? Freedom. Wouldn't that be awesome? But clearly, there are challenges. Many traders lose money because they don't have a proven system. Trading often feels complicated and overwhelming. Often it can be confusing, right? They made it confusing and complicated because you don't have a simple proven system. Because what I'm about to share wasn't available until now. And now that it is, you've got to have your Four Zones RSI coverage system. And you'll immediately notice how much easier it is to make money trading futures. And I'll show you that a little later. So what's different about the Four Zones RSI coverage system? The Four Zones RSI coverage system gives you my Jedi indicator and system that helps you accurately predict turns and large moves in any market on any time frame. But more on that in a bit. Okay, first we're going to dive right in. So momentum. Trading momentum can be easy, but first you need to understand how it works. And a Formula One car racing track will have you understanding momentum in no time. So let's put ourselves in the driver's seat here, okay? You're in the hot red car there. You're at the starting line of the track. You rev up your engine and you go. You pick up speed really quickly or accelerate on the straight runs of the track. You see a turn coming up and you prepare accordingly, right? You ease off the gas to slow down or decelerate, even if it's just a tiny bit, so you can have more control as the car whips around to the other side of the turn. Then after you make the turn and the road straightens out again, you hit the accelerator once more. Are you guys getting the idea of how you'd accelerate and decelerate on this track? Well, then you know exactly how price momentum works. Let's pretend we're in that helicopter up top, right? Looking down on the racetrack and get a bird's eye view of it now. You see, the racetrack becomes price as you see it on your stock charts or futures charts or options. And momentum is generally plotted on the bottom as a subchart. Making sense? All right. So when price is trending higher, you've got upward momentum that's improving. That upward momentum generally begins to slow down and peak before price does, making momentum a leading indicator. Are you getting this? Hey, type a Y for me in the chat if you're with me. All right, cool. Now, during falling prices, there's falling momentum that's becoming a more and more powerful force. But when a price bottom is approaching, you usually see momentum bottom first. Therefore, momentum indicators can warn you about hidden strength or weakness, giving you a heads up, especially when it comes to potential market turns. All right? Making sense, guys? Type a Y if you got it, because this is the essence of how we can boost our use of momentum. Awesome. All right, now we're going to dive into the indicator, but first, let me share with you results from our trading family. Hema, I value your insights. Your momentum indicator is an integral part of what I've put together. I believe I'm ready to go from paper to live trading, said Jim. All right, now that we've made momentum easy to understand, in a moment, I'm going to show you how you can make money trading momentum. But first, do you guys want the Jedi secret? Type a yes for me in the chat, a full yes, if you want to see my Jedi twist on momentum. Okay, awesome, because I'm going to let you peek behind the scenes of my trading and show you how momentum moves through markets that you know, futures markets especially, using my special Jedi indicator. That indicator is called RSI Power Zone, and you can use it on any market in any time frame. Now, take a look at this selection here, guys. On the left-hand side, I've got a variety of active markets, okay? Indices, so that would cover your ES, your NQ, your YM, and more. Stocks, ETFs, bonds, maybe you trade bonds or the 10-year. FX, maybe you trade currency futures, commodities, oil, gold, natural gas, pork bellies, you name it. So if there's a market that you trade on the left-hand side, maybe even trade the futures on it already, go ahead and type that for me in the chat and let me know what time frames you're using. Here's just a sampling. Monthly, weekly, daily, 60-minute, 15-minute, 5-minute. These are just a few of the time frames on which this works, because as long as you've got an active market that has a lot of participation, you can use RSI Power Zones plotted on a time frame, okay? Steady intervals of time for each bar or candlestick. All right, so we've got Matt trading ES 5-minute. We've got Tom with WTI, crude oil, intraday. We've got Jansen, FX 15-minute. We've got another ES 5-minute. We've got a FX trader on multiple time frames, 4 hours, 1 hour, 15-minute, 5-minute. Okay, fantastic. See, this helps me know I'm speaking your language and actually showing you examples that relate to what you're doing. So let's start by looking at how the RSI Power Zones work on a futures market that you guys ask me about all the time, and whether you trade it or not, we all know about it. Why? Because in one way or another, we all go to the gas pump, right? So that's CL, right? Symbol CL oil futures. Now to start, to get you comfortable with the RSI Power Zone, we're gonna look at it in a big picture, a monthly chart. Yes, a monthly chart, all right? So we're gonna take off this list as we go so you can see all the variety the RSI Power Zones present. So here we've got it, guys, all right? I've got a header every time of a chart so you know exactly where we are. NYMEX, WTI, Lights, week crude oil futures. Ticker symbol on TradeStation, which I use, is at CL. And this is a monthly chart, every candle representing one whole month of price action. So we've got candlesticks and we've got the RSI power zones down below. Here's what the RSI power zones do. They take that whole 0 to 100 range of the RSI and they break it up into four distinct sections. The two lower red lines are the RSI bear support power zone. The two lower green lines are the bull support power zone. The two upper red lines are the bear resistance power zone. And the two upper green lines are the bull resistance power zone. So you're going to see that repeated as we move along. Here, I want you to pay attention to what price is doing and what momentum is doing and how they can give you a heads up on what price is going to do next. All right. So here you can see back in 2009, we had this huge fall in oil, made a lower low in price versus the 2007 low. And we had this sharp fall in momentum down into the bear support power zone. Now, I was an analyst on Wall Street when this was happening, okay, working at a desk, doing all kinds of short-term analysis. And I said, you know, this is not a good idea to get long in oil anytime soon, to not think that this is, you know, a short-term thing. I think we're going to stay sideways or fall further in oil for a while. And boy, did that end up being a while, okay? Years of going sideways. Now, notice during all those sideways trading periods, every single time price made a high with the RSI in the bear resistance power zone, fell lower. It wasn't able to gain any new momentum. So that was my clue that oil was probably going to break lower. And most people didn't believe me. They're like, no way it's going to get back below $100. No way. Well, here's what it did. And it fell really hard in a couple of drives lower and made lower lows in price with the RSI falling into the bear support power zone. Okay, you would not have seen this if you're using the traditional approach to the RSI. You only see this with power zones. Since then, what's gone on? Well, we've had this choppy, slow move higher and it all got really exciting. We thought maybe we'll get back $100, right? But where did we cap? Bear resistance power zone started coming back lower. And here we are now. Fell back into the bear support power zone, attempting to recover this month, but to be determined regarding many factors, right? Global situations, the uncertainty with the pandemic, but also just look at the power zones. So type a Y for me if you see how using this can help you have a better understanding of momentum and price versus the standard RSI, okay? Fantastic. And we didn't even look at any signals yet, guys. This is just looking at the zones in comparison to the price trend. All right, let's go to another way for you to get familiar, get comfortable with the RSI power zones. Let's go get a bond market that you trade, okay? On a weekly chart. And this is one that students ask me about in monthly group coaching pretty much every session, the 10-year. I know we saw we have some bond traders here. So here it is again, the RSI power zones, okay? And your four distinct zones. Now, bull markets tend to trade between the two green zones and bear markets tend to trade between the two bear zones. That is a useful piece of information on its own, but it gets amplified when you start to look at setups. So let's first get familiar and then we're going to go into those setups. So here we got 10-year futures and look at the price action that I have highlighted. See how over the months, about 2 years, the bear zones had been holding. But then a shift started to happen. Price and momentum, they weren't moving together. They weren't speaking the same language. And that's a clue for us. From there was a strong advance higher. And with this advance higher, momentum surged back up. It pushed above those two upper red lines and spiked up into the bull resistance power zone. The cool thing there is by watching the bull resistance power zone, you could have stayed in long positions or intraday long trades for more time instead of trying to be that smart guy or gal picking the top and then get your you-know-what handed to you, okay? We've all done it. But the key here is you want to stay with the biggest part of the move for as long as you can. Now, once we had that sharp move higher, there were these couple weeks of move lower, right? And it might have alarmed you. But when you look at the power zones, all that happened was the RSI power zones on this first vertical yellow line came back to the bull support power zone and then surged higher again. And here we are now with the sideways action that's just waiting to see what's going on with the world. Do you guys see how looking at the RSI power zones here in the 10-year weekly gives you so much more insight? And this is just one piece of the puzzle, looking at long-term markets. We're going to get granular in the moment. So type a Y for me if you guys are seeing the value here. This is super important to get a feel for how the RSI power zones work. All right, awesome. Now we're going to dive into the actual trade setups. But first, let me share with you more results from our trading family. Susie said, my first month using RSI power zones was also my best trading month so far. All right, by now you're getting it, guys. Okay, so we're going to dive into my proprietary three-step approach to using RSI power zones to finding great trade setups. I'm going to show you actual setups that I use and share with my trading family. In fact, for this special event, because it's Futures Day and futures are my baby, every single example is a futures market that I know you trade, and every single example is from the recent times, right before the pandemic and right into it. So I can show you that this stuff works regardless. If you're excited, type a Y for me, all right? Because I want you to see the power of the RSI power zones. Again, any active market, any time frame. All right, fantastic. So now we're going to learn number three here, identify trade setups. So here are the three steps, okay? You're going to want to jot these down, and then we're going to look at them in example after example. Using RSI power zones to identify identify trade setups. Number one, review the chart and assess the price trend. Now you might be thinking, hold up, Hima, this whole time you've been like singing your song about momentum and now you're talking about price first. Yeah, because price rules. Price is king, okay? Momentum indicators are calculated from price. So we have to know what price is doing. And you have to know if it's in an uptrend or a downtrend or sideways. And whether you've been with trading for a long time or you're brand new, we're going to go through exactly what that means. Number two, evaluate the RSI power zones reading. What this means is you want to determine exactly where the RSI power zones is in relation to the zones on it, okay? Always look at it relative to the four power zones. Sometimes it's right in a zone, sometimes it's leaving one zone, sometimes it's hanging out in between. All of that is meaningful, and you're going to see that come together in a moment. Number three, determine the presence of an entry signal between price and momentum. Remember I said on the 10-year weekly chart that price and momentum, they weren't connecting, they weren't on the same page, and that was a clue to the run-up that came up? You're going to see exact application of that signal in a moment here, okay? So this is the three steps we're going to use over and over and over. Let's go back to our different markets we're going to sample here. Let's look at an index, and let's look at it on a 60-minute time frame. Index futures, okay? So I have the skinny on the mini that I still write, okay? And I publish it with detailed analysis, charts, support resistance, and a whole lot of stuff. So here's a snapshot of the skinny on the mini report that I published for ES futures the morning of Thursday, May 14th, literally a week ago. In the outlook section, where I say what I expect to happen, I wrote about futures likely trading lower to 2771 and how this might end up as a particular momentum setup. Okay, spelled it out. Now let's take a look at the charts and apply our three-step method to see how I came to that conclusion and then look at what happened after I published. Again, it's the setup in relationship to knowing your RSI power zone. So everything you're seeing here, okay, this last candle right here is exactly how the market looked the morning I was preparing the Thursday, March 14th pre-market open report for the skinny on the ES, skinny on the mini. So I applied three same steps. Review the chart and assess the price trend. In order to review and assess price trend, you have to look at the highs and lows coming into your moment in time. So let's do that. Let's take a look at the highs and lows coming into this pre-market hour. Well, the extreme of the chart jumps out, right? We had a high up here, then a low, then a little bit of sideways action, then this high, which was lower, followed by a lower low, followed by a lower high, another lower low, and another potentially lower high, not yet confirmed. So in these conditions, guys, is this an uptrend, downtrend, or sideways? Type your answer for me in the chat. All right, awesome. Yes, downtrend is a series of lower highs and lower lows, and that's exactly what's going on here. Great. Number two, evaluate the RSI power zones reading. Notice that since the extreme high, okay, the first pink dot had formed, the RSI power zones on the 60-minute chart were moving between the bear resistance zones, the upper two red lines and lower two red lines, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth for days. Being aware of this in conjunction with the price action gets you ready for step number three. Step number three is to determine the presence of an entry signal between price and momentum. Now, there was a disconnect happening here already, and I saw the potential for that signal to become even stronger. That's why in the outlook that morning, okay, guys, when the chart looked exactly like this, I literally wrote word for word. So if you take any further short positions, watch close to protect your profits. Meaning, it's okay to sell short term. You're trading a 5-minute, 3-minute, 15-minute, fine, but don't be cute. Don't try to catch the next downfall big time. It's probably going to be a show over soon. And I explained exactly what I thought would be laid out with the RSI power zone setup. What happened next? Let me show you the money. Futures traded lower, as you can see here, right? They traded down and they completed the price and momentum pattern that I'd suspected. It was literally me trusting my skills, but then waiting for price and momentum to verify. Trust, but verify. So what exactly unfolded? The ES formed a low at 2760.25 later that morning. Okay, I published into 9:30 Eastern. By 11 a.m. Eastern, we had the low that I was waiting for. And we had the momentum signal I was waiting for with the RSI power zones in very specific strategy thereafter. Accordingly, futures rallied. And I'm not even talking about the high of the move, guys. I'm just talking about the end of the session. 4:15 Eastern, the highest point reached by 4:15 p.m. Eastern that day was 2853.75. So the ES traders in the room know the math, right? One ES point is $50. In one day, because of the crazy volatile markets we're in, just considering one contract, the size of that move, which you could have captured a piece of, $4,675. Just based off one contract, guys. And while this happened on the ES futures just last week, in these volatile and uncertain markets, there are setups like this in a variety of markets and timeframes. So I have a whole training that dives into RSI power zones for true mastery, and I'll show you the signal in module number two, because I can't teach you everything you need to know in under an hour, okay? It would do you a disservice. It would shoot you in the retirement. Yes, I said shoot you in the retirement. Hey, money isn't just about money. It's the blood, sweat, and tears that it took you to make it, and you can't afford to lose any of it. I'm here to help you maximize it. And of course, I can't teach you everything that I've learned in 21 years in an hour. So warning, don't do this at home without help. After all, that's what brought you here. today. If you could do this without help, you wouldn't be here. So in a moment, I'm going to show you what you've been missing, and then we can look at how I can teach you more in depth. Making sense? Type a Y for me in the chat, guys, if you understand, because we're going to dive into another one of your favorites, but I first have to know that you're still with me here. All right, awesome. Let's stay in intraday futures, index futures land, and let's go look at the NQ, NASDAQ 100 futures, okay? This is a report that I write a couple times a week, and back on Wednesday, May 13th, just one day prior to the ES example, okay? Here's the pre-market open picture, and the report talked about a setup coming in terms of price action, which would then be confirmed by momentum. So what do we do? Same steps. Number one, review the chart and assess the price trend. So come back all the way to the first low that grabs your attention to get a handle on where things are right now. We have this nice run up, fell, higher high, higher low, kind of ran up again, higher high, higher low, higher high, rinse and repeat, higher high, higher low. Okay, and then what happened? NASDAQ mini sort of fell out of bed, right? It broke the pattern. No more higher highs and higher lows. So you guys tell me, what's the trend here? Uptrend, downtrend, sideways, what's the deal? So we have one instance of a lower low, but we don't yet have a new lower high. So we don't know if this is going to be down yet. What it is an uptrend that has been over and it's possibly changing to down, okay? It's very important to wait for that confirmation for a new move to start, because this could all just be, you know, some news-based correction or something like that. That's the thing about futures. It's like the Wild West, but there are cowboys who wrangle and are kings of the Wild West, and you can be too if you know what you're looking for. So now we move on to the next step, okay? Number two, evaluate the RSI power zones reading. Take a look down at the RSI power zones. Notice that on this 120-minute chart, the RSI power zones returned to the bear support power zone after not registering those levels for a while, since May 3rd, okay? So that right there pointed me to the weakness setting into this market, and it got me more ready to point out where traders should watch out for further downside to emerge. On top of all of that, when I looked for an entry signal between price and momentum, I saw a continuation signal, continuation of this downtrend that's starting after that initial shift in trend. So in the outlook for that morning, I wrote word for word the following, quote, the outlook is for futures to resume lower while beneath 9193, okay, one of my resistance levels that was marked by blue horizontal line, as you see here, end quote. That's exactly what I said. What unfolded from there? Time to show you the money. This is the chart from the next morning. Notice back here, futures did rally into the noted 9193 resistance. And this confirmed the pattern of continuation between price and momentum, leading to the following move. A high forming at 9202.75 into 10:45 a.m. Eastern later that morning after I published on May 13th, trading down just in the regular session to 8878.25 into 3:30 Eastern specifically. This created a $6,490 move in price. And this is not a situation where it's simply, oh, we moved from one set of zones to the other. That's where traders can get in trouble. If all you think it is red light, green light. That's not what this is. But I have a whole training that dives into all four of the RSI power zones in depth and gives you several signals on the system, including the one you see here. All right, I'm just showing you here what you didn't know that you didn't know, that trading can be simple when you follow the expert. Making sense, guys? Are you getting this? Give me a yes so I can show you the next chart. Okay, awesome. Let's go back to the commodities. And this time, let's look at a daily chart, all right, of another market you guys ask me about all the time in monthly group coaching, gold futures. Do we have any GC traders here? Type a GC for me in the chat. All right, now I wrote about GC gold futures, okay, on February 7th in a quarterly update. So this wasn't just looking at the next day or two ahead, like my short-term markets. This is looking at a daily chart and telling you for the rest of the quarter what opportunities might present themselves. But it's the same application of steps. Review the chart and assess the price trend. This is what the chart looked like on February 7th when I sat down to write the report and I shared it with my tribe. So what do you see here? I'm going to paint out the highs and lows for you and then you guys tell me. What's the trend? Uptrend, downtrend, sideways. What do you see? Excellent. So I see a combination of up and sideways. This is exactly what I see too. It's an uptrend, but it's gone sideways. Okay. When you have a pre-existing trend and then it goes sideways, there's generally a tendency for it to resume higher, but not always. You've got to look at the evidence that tells you that that might happen. So that's where you look at the RSI power zones. Number two, evaluate the RSI power zones reading. Where is the RSI? That's all you're asking yourself when you do this step. Okay. That's what we're really nailing down here. So let's look at it. That black squiggly line, where is it? Well, it just lifted up out of the bull support power zone. That's the trajectory it's on, right? Came to bull support, turned higher, hanging out. All right. So then when I came to look at the presence of an entry signal between price and momentum, there was yet another continuation signal here. And in my outlook, I therefore suggested that GC futures were poised to break out higher. And I had multiple resistance levels to monitor. How did the market trade from there? Let's look at the money. Now, futures traded higher off of a 1560.2 low from February 5th and rallied up to 1700.8 on February 24th. So that's, if you do the math, guys, okay, if you're not used to GC futures, this might seem unreal, but on one contract, which of course could be a swing trade situation, but you might just be day trading each day, getting pieces of this, the size of the entire move, $14,060 of potential move. Okay, and I called this out to my tribe as it was happening. I'm very excited to share this with you today because I'm really passionate about the work I do to provide traders with the best analysis and education to trade the market so you can take control of your financial freedom and live the life you and your family deserve. By now, you know that power zones on the RSI can really boost your trading, okay? Because whether you're new to studying momentum or you've been doing it for years, this approach can really help you extract more profits from the markets and be more consistent. And consistent profits is what it's all about, right? Making sense? Are you getting this? Type a Y for me in the chat if you want more consistent profits. Okay, awesome. That is what I like to see. And that's the results that our trading family loves to see too. Like David, I installed the RSI Power Zones indicator and it's just amazing how accurate it is on all markets. It actually gives advance warning before the price moves. So let me ask you, did I provide value for you today? Did you learn? Are you ready for more? All right, then it's time to master RSI Power Zones. So far, you've heard about how I've come to really benefit from using the RSI Power Zones. Here's what more of my students have to say. I was very impressed with the education HEMA provided that came with my indicator. HEMA's RSI Power Zones indicator has become the standard in all of my charts, said Rob. Norman shared, the day after learning one of HEMA's RSI Power Zones trend continuation signals, I tested it out on a 5-minute chart of Tesla. With this one trade, I made over triple digits, covering the cost of her newest course. I got your RSI Power Zones training, and the next morning the market opened, I found UNH as a short candidate using the weekly chart. By the time I sold the position, it nearly paid for the whole course. Thank you for sharing your knowledge and keeping your content reasonably priced, said Aaron. So will you be our next success story? Making sense, guys? Are you getting this? How simple it can be to trade when you have help? Great. So imagine and picture this. You finally able to turn your trading around and make money with trading and live the lifestyle you've always wanted. Giving back to your community the ways you've always wanted to. Sounds great, right? Spending all the time you want with your kids and grandkids. Great. So here's what I've got for you. This system that gives you all this is the Four Zones RSI coverage system. Before I give you this opportunity, let me show you the features and benefits using this system will give you. Rapid results. You can learn to use the system in as fast as 60 minutes and you'll be up and running. It's perfect for any account size, $5,000 or $10,000 or $100,000 or $1 million or more. You can trade this. You pinpoint your trades faster so it takes less time. You get more profit because it's perfect to add to whatever you're doing right now. Perfect for beginners so easy anyone can do it. Perfect for experts to diversify their accounts because the Four Zones RSI coverage system gives you all this. But first, who is this not for? This is not for those who are trying to get rich quick, okay? Like anything worthwhile in life, trading takes consistent work to get consistent returns. So if you're here to play the slot machines, this isn't for you. So who is this for? This is for those who are ready to analyze the markets like the expert to optimize and boost their trading. This is for those who want to diversify what they're already doing for additional profits. This is for those who are ready to step up and take action for their own financial freedom. Since you're still sitting here with me, you're taking the time to learn to boost your trading. You're ready to take action now because it's time to remember what you forgot to remember. You can let it be easy. In my Four Zones RSI coverage system, I give you my 21 years experience on a silver platter, and it's 100% focused on step-by-step systems, instantly accessible, starting with video tutorials where I take you by the hand and you move through the 8 phases of a trade so you have a complete system to your approach so that you minimize mistakes. I give you my top RSI Power Zones trading signals from years of study and observation with various real-world examples across multiple markets and timeframes. I walk you through the best entries, exits, and protective stop strategies so you can extract the most profit from the market using RSI Power Zones, and much, much more. To make it even easier, you'll also have cheat sheets that you can download and print out and keep right by your trading desk, all right? This is something I created for my students because I remember a lot of science classes back when I was in middle school and high school, all right? You'd learn a bunch of stuff on Monday, you get a pop quiz on Wednesday, and you'd be freaking out. And the teachers that really wanted you to succeed, they let you bring in a cheat sheet, right? Maybe a half page of formulas or diagrams to help you learn. So that's what we want to do here, okay? Moving you faster on your path to boosting your trading account, okay? They're easy to read grids, like this one, for example. They're all filled out and they give you the step-by-step trading strategies. Now, you're gonna love this, okay? This is the very thing everyone's always pestering me to get, but I have to have it specially coded for you. I'm also including the RSI Power Zones indicator itself. They're programmed to the exact settings that I use and are available for all the platforms you see listed here. TradeStation, Thinkorswim, NinjaTrader 7, NinjaTrader 8, MetaStop, MetaTrader 4, MetaTrader 5, eSignal, Ensign, Sierra Chart, Trade Navigator, TradingView. Now, this is a no-limit download. You can download the indicator for as many platforms as you like, to as many machines as you like, as many times as you like, forever. Are you getting this? Okay, I've had many traders email in and offer me hundreds of dollars for just these indicators alone, and I'm giving them to you here as part of the complete system. Now, I've included everything to set you up for success. The only thing you could possibly still want is for me to take you by the hand personally and help you. Actually, would you like that? Would it help you if I hopped on the computer with you and showed you live how it's done and answered your questions right there on the spot? Type a Y for me if that's something you think would help you out. All right, then I'll give you me too. Everything including me with monthly group coaching for life. Once a month, you'll get to together online with me personally, and we'll spend an hour together. And I'll personally walk you through the markets, doing analysis with open Q&A to help you become the trader that you want to be. Okay? Making sense, guys? Would you like to get your hands on that? All right, great. I have it all ready for you. The Four Zones RSI coverage system with the on-demand video tutorials where I take you by the hand through how to best trade with the RSI Power Zones is valued at $1,997. The cheat sheets that you can use as a daily trading guide to learn the system faster and more easily is valued at $197. Monthly group coaching live. Hey, this is priceless. But if I had to put a price on it, this is easily $797 for just the first couple months because I easily charge $500 an hour for my one-on-one coaching, which you get me for life. The RSI Power Zones Indicator, available for the most popular trading platforms with free updates for life, is valued at $497. The total value is $3,488, and it's worth every penny. And let me ask you, if all this system did for you is help you trade an additional market this week, would it be worth it? Yes. If all this system did for you is help you finally make money trading with momentum, would it be worth it? Absolutely. If all this system did for you is help you make so much money with trading that you can quit your job, travel the world, and live the lifestyle you deserve, would it be worth the investment? Of course. The total value of this system is $3,488. Because I want to make an investment in your future, because I want you to see a return on your investment fast, for a limited time, I'm making this system available for one low, easy investment of $297 at HemaReady.com/RSI. And I'll make it even easier for you. When you visit HemaReady.com/RSI and invest in this system today, I'm going to give you all this because I want to see you finally succeed in your trading. So I'm giving you our personal 100% satisfaction buyback guarantee. Okay, take action now. Use the complete package for 90 days and wear the tires off the system. If you aren't 100% satisfied with your investment, then I'll give you your money back as my gift to you. Okay? I want you to be 150% satisfied with the Four Zones RSI coverage system. After all, my clients tend to stick around a long time and become my friends too. So follow the whole system. All right, I want you to get out there and treat it like a rental car. Put it through its paces, drive it all over the place. Wear the tires off of it. And if you don't feel like you've gotten far more than your investment, then I'll hop on the phone with you, personally work with you. What I really want is for you to be totally satisfied, and that's what we guarantee. If that still hasn't happened, then I'll give you your money back. Simple as that. Again, the total value of the system is over $3,488. And for a limited time, I'm giving it to you for the simple, easy investment of $297. So go ahead and take action now. You can visit HemaReady.com/RSI to sign up. And yeah, I'll show you exactly what happens when you join us. You'll immediately get a login access email with details to enter the RSI Power Zone system at my educational portal. All the training you need is right here, where you can get to it easily and get started right away, okay? Start here button right here. What's all this other cool content? It's all undisclosed bonuses, and you're gonna love it, okay? We love to over-deliver. So you need to take action now because this offer is only available until 10 p.m. Eastern tonight. So go ahead and visit HemaReady.com/RSI to take advantage of this limited time offer. Get the entire system for $297. Now I'll go ahead and answer your questions that I see come up here now. So can you scan for signals? So this is a system to teach you how to identify signals, Michael. So for example, I do this every week. I pull up the S&P 500 stocks, so that's 500 charts. And because I know exactly what to look for, I use my eyeballs to look for the patterns. But you can absolutely set filters to look for stocks or options or futures that are in particular power zones once you set up the indicator, once you get to know how it works. Okay. Yes, we have this for TradingView, Tony. Can I run the RSI Power Zones indicator in TradingView? Absolutely. Yes, we've got this for Thinkorswim. So all of the platforms for which it's available are at your registration page. So if you missed that description earlier or you need to double check, when you go to HemaReady.com/RSI, just look at the right-hand side. Every platform we have available is listed. Okay. I take you through. So great question. How do you know which time frame to use? Depends on what you're trading, obviously. It depends on your account size. Okay, this is what I said early in the beginning. There's the best answer to any trading question is it depends because I don't know you personally, ML, right? I don't know what your account size is. I don't know what your select market is. I don't know what your goals are, but that's why I give you the system to customize to what you're trying to do. And we start with multi-time frame analysis so that no matter what you're doing, swing trading or day trading, you know how to use multiple time frames to optimize the success of your setups. So we talk about all that in the system. All right, awesome, Chuck. I'll see you on the inside. Look forward to seeing you in our Facebook group. I always end up saying that, you know, I'm supposed to keep that quiet. We have a VIP Facebook group for Hema Ready members, and I check in on there on every trading day and interact with you guys between monthly coaching calls. So if you trade tick charts, then all you need to do is have another chart to capture signals because these are considering time. On a tick chart, you don't have steady intervals of time. So you can trade a tick chart, but check out the RSI Power Zone setups on a 5 minute or 3 minute or 1 minute. I have lots of traders that do that. Awesome. Yeah, we get this question about the coaching. How much coaching is included in the 297? It truly is lifetime, okay? So once a month we get together live and I go through the markets with your questions and your tickers, okay? There's no agenda. I show up, you guys let me know what's on your mind, what positions you have, what markets you're looking at, what what trends you have questions about. Okay, it's custom analysis. It's like getting a bespoke suit made for the cost of an off-the-rack one, right? Same great quality of my teaching, just at a really awesome low price. And then the recordings of the monthly group coaching will be added to the Four Zones portal. So on top of the tutorials and everything that's there already, every time we have a new monthly group coaching, you're invited to attend live, and the recording goes in your portal, so you can go back and look and catch up on the past few months anytime. All right, awesome, Jansen. So I'm in. What's the skinny about? So if you're interested in actually getting the fish, so here, guys, this is teaching you how to fish, okay? This is teaching you to deploy this on any futures market you want, or any market for that matter. Maybe you're here for Futures Day because you want to learn about futures, but you're not trading them yet. Great. Go check this out on your stocks, options, FX. It works for any active market on any time frame. Now, the skinny, the original skinny report, that is giving you the fish. That's me multiple times a week giving you ES reports nearly every day. I commit to 3 times a week, but if I'm not traveling, you get it every day because that's my baby. NQ reports twice a week because that's, like I said, the Wild West. That's why it's on a bigger time frame chart, and we check on it twice a week, and you can use that for intraday trading. I have many traders who do that. And the skinny includes weekly stock picks by me, and I'm using my RSI Power Zones, and I teach you how to use those setups. So the best way to deploy the RSI Power Zones for full mastery is the Four Zones RSI coverage. Start there. And if you're interested in getting the fish and seeing this at work every day, that's what the skinny is, okay? The skinny report service is separate. This is so awesome. I think it's rare that we have a themed day in a presentation event like this. So I really appreciate everyone inviting me in, David and Anka, for a futures trading event. Once again, be sure to visit hemaready.com/RSI to take action while this offer is available. Remember, 10 p.m. Eastern, okay, is when the doors close. Remember, every moment you delay can cost you money in the markets. It's time to take action now by signing up at hemaready.com/RSI. And I'll see you soon on the inside. And